Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. While you might spend very little time thinking about landfills or how to divert organic materials, the vegetable scraps and apple cores of our world, a group called Compost Kids is spending a lot of time on those issues. The kids are actually adults who set up a volunteer network based in Bayview. Over the last 5 years, they've convinced neighborhood restaurants and cafes to sort and save their compostables. In turn, volunteers fetch the stuff. They've also partnered to set up a dozen community compost sites around the Milwaukee area. The group hopes to ramp up efforts and is vying for a national prize to help. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz stopped in last week at Compost Kids' newest partner, Outpost Natural Foods in Bayview, to learn more.
Compost hauler Mike Collins is eager to get a move on. He has 23 more pickups ahead of him, but pauses to report today's volume to Outpost Sustainability Manager Jesse Servi.
1,500 pounds.
Wait, 1,500 pounds out of this?
Yeah.
Just there? Wow.
Servi, who is just digging into the compost initiative, is ecstatic with the results. This is just the second pickup from their central kitchen. She says diverting food stuff from landfill topped her sustainability list.
Being a grocery store, our value base is on sustainable agriculture and supporting farms. It just didn't make sense that we were sending our food waste to the landfill.
She says the tricky part is putting the pieces together.
It took several months of exploring different options before Compost Kids and I came to a place where we had a program that would work, because Compost Kids was just kicking off their post-pilot consumer program.
Their what?
With composting, there is basically two major terms that kind of get thrown around right now in this industry, if you will.
Enter Melissa Tashin. She's Compost Kids' volunteer director. And look out, she's about to try to convert the not yet enlightened at lightning speed.
So you have pre-consumer, which is basically any food, vegetable, or any vegetable waste that has gone bad. Anything that has not yet hit the plate of the customer.
While post-consumer compost has been prepared and served up.
It's like pizza crust, it's things along those lines, it's meat, dairy, things that we wouldn't usually be able to take when composting at our different garden sites.
Tashin says when properly handled and heated, all of the stuff serves as perfectly good fodder for luscious soil. But as for the post-consumer leftovers,
we don't want that in our community sites, because it can draw unnecessary animals, can draw pathogens if you cannot maintain the proper level of heat.
Compost Kids' plan tackles that obstacle through collaborations with firms both local and international. That's where Mike the Trucker comes in. He's a driver for a Canadian-based company called Sanimax, which is delivering Outpost's material to a southeastern Wisconsin partner.
The Farms Compost, which is in Caledonia, which is a DNR-approved commercial composting facility.
It cooks the compost to perfection.
And then we, in turn, as Compost Kids, get a percentage of finished product returned to us, which we can then donate to community gardens.
Tashin calls the arrangement a win-win in her group's goal to divert materials from landfills.
Compost Kids is a volunteer-run organization, so now we're not doing the physical work of picking up, we're not doing the physical work of turning it. We can focus a little bit more now on education and getting more restaurants to divert more material. And then we get more of a finished product back that we can in turn donate to more community gardens.
One nagging wrinkle remains. Right now, Outpost on Kinnickinnick is the only business who has jumped aboard the pre- and post-consumer compost bandwagon. And Jesse Servi admits her business is paying more, at least at the start, than it does for regular trash pickup.
But keeping it out of the landfill, the methane gas, is a big factor for sure. It's also really building healthy soil. I think that's a huge benefit to what we're doing. You know, we deplete the soil so much in our regular agricultural systems and, you know, through construction and building. And this is a way for us to build healthy soil for good food for the future.
Melissa Tashin realizes lots of enlightening lies ahead. She says a company with a sustainability manager like Outpost represents the low-hanging fruit in her business. Tashin is hopeful that Compost Kids might collect enough votes in a contest sponsored by Tom's of Maine to win a $10,000 grant, which they'd use to bring other restaurants on board to their post-consumer compost efforts. She says the grant would be frugally parceled off to pay for the little extra restaurants would dole out in pickup fees.
If right now they're paying $100 to put their food scraps into the landfill, and it costs $120 to utilize Sanimax, we want to front that $20 per month to transition. Not only that, but we want it to be sustainable afterwards. We do not want this program to rely on grants. That's why we brought in commercial organizations to be able to sustain that, because they have something to gain out of this. They're going to make money in the long run, and they're going to bring jobs into this brand new industry.
$10,000 prize or not, Compost Kids is aiming high. It hopes to mobilize restaurants within its earshot to divert 80% of their waste from landfills and into creating soil. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
You'll find links to more about Compost Kids and the Toms of Maine 50 States of Good contest from WUWM.com/Lake Effect. That is the Tuesday edition of the program. I'm Mitch Teich. Great to have you listening today, and I sure hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect. From 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. We're NPR in Milwaukee. Fresh air is next. Stay tuned. It's 11 o'clock. We'll be right back.